Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories. Tonight we're going to do a suggestion from someone named Miles who left me a voicemail.
My name is Miles and I want to do the Willy Wonka Planet. Thank you.
And thanks for that suggestion, Miles. I will say that I can't actually copy Willy Wonka or use any of the characters because they're all copywritten, but I can do something inspired by it, so that's what we'll do today. If you have your own ideas, you can also leave me a voicemail, which could be played on a future episode, or you can still fill out the Google form or send me an email with your story suggestions. If you like the podcast, rate us, review us. It really goes a long way to others finding the podcast, which makes it, worth doing. And if you're feeling very generous and really want the podcast to keep going, support us on Patreon. There's one-time donations as well as sort of monthly recurring things you can do. But now it's time to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in your bed, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. Imagine yourself waking up on spaceship. You get up, you stretch your arms and your legs, and you go over to the viewing window to see where you are right now. It hits you that you really haven't been to school in a long time. Maybe you should go back one day, but oh well. As you look out the window, you see an absolutely amazing planet, as you often do when you wake up. What am I looking at here, spaceship? You ask. You are looking at a chocolate planet, spaceship responds. A chocolate planet? That sounds amazing. Let's go have a closer look. You jump in the control seat and you carefully navigate the spaceship down towards the planet. You fly through the chocolate clouds and down over the chocolate landscape. You see chocolate mountains and chocolate rivers, chocolate lakes, chocolate trees, chocolate bushes, chocolate grass, chocolate everything. And the entire thing looks absolutely delicious. And then you see something else in the distance. Something that looks like a little village or, well, something like that. As you get closer, you see houses made of bricks of chocolate with smoke coming out of their chimneys. The houses are arranged in a large circle around a town square, or town circle in this case. There's a large opening in the middle of the town circle, and this time you decide, why disguise myself? I'll just land right there. You carefully navigate the spaceship above the town circle and lower it down onto the ground. As it lands with a bit of a click and a ksh, the back door opens up and you walk out. As you exit the ship, you see a whole bunch of, well, the best way to describe them is probably chocolate-colored Sasquatch creatures. Having seen your ship land in the middle of the town square, many of them are leaving their homes and businesses and coming over to see what happened. Hi, you say, and introduce yourself, of course. My spaceship and I discovered this chocolate planet, and we thought we'd come check it out. Then we saw your village, so I figured why not come over and say hello.
Welcome to the chocolate village, one of the creatures says. I am the mayor of the village, and it's with great welcome, welcome anyways, I'm just saying welcome.
Thanks. So, you want to show me around, you ask?
Oh, sure, I love showing space travelers around, the mayor answers. Come with me.
You follow the leader through the village. It's amazing that every single thing here is made of chocolate. The houses actually look delicious.
Welcome to the chocolate village. There's many things to see here. As you can see, there's houses and such. But the most amazing thing is the chocolate fountain of life, Follow me.
The mayor leads you down a path into a little forest made entirely out of chocolate trees. Eventually, you come to a large opening, and in the center of the opening is a huge chocolate spring that's just shooting chocolate out of the top of it into a big pool.
This is where we gather our chocolate from. It continuously brings more and more chocolate. Our people are very good at using the chocolate for everything, including eating.
The mayor leads you over to a group of little chocolate Sasquatch-like creatures who are creating some sort of treat out of the chocolate itself.
Here, try one of these,
the man says, handing you a perfectly molded chocolate bar. You grab the chocolate bar, break off a piece, and put it in your mouth. The flavor flows through your body. It's an amazing taste and an amazing smell. It's safe to say that this is the best chocolate bar you've ever had. You guys make this? This is amazing. Oh, I wish I could buy this on Earth.
Yes, the chocolate is very good. The only problem is, it's the only thing we make here. Everything's chocolate. If you had everything made of chocolate, you'd get bored too, I bet. We wish day after day to just have a little variety in our lives. That's why we like space travelers so much. Often we get to trade some of our chocolate for other things.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. I bet you can make lots of money selling your chocolate.
Really? The man says. Well, yes, but our capacity would be so low. We can only make so many chocolate bars a day. It's hard to create too many to give away.
Huh, you think? But what if we increased your production or something? Like, we created a chocolate factory, something like that. And then you could make as many chocolate bars as you want. And you could sell them throughout the galaxy in exchange for all sorts of other things.
I like the idea, but we don't know how to build a factory. Do you?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I have a friend who can probably help us out. Spaceship, can you build a chocolate factory?
Yes, Spaceship responds. My system is equipped with blueprints for every conceivable building, including chocolate factories, Spaceship responds.
Oh, but I fear the only thing we have on this planet is chocolate. We can't build a factory out of chocolate, can we?
It is not recommended. However, we could locate a nearby asteroid that is full of different elements and absorb them into the ship. After that, we could 3D print the parts of the factory and assemble it here,
Spaceship suggests. That's a great idea, Spaceship. Let's get to it.
Mind if I come along?
The mayor asks.
Of course not. Come on.
Spaceship, who's just been hovering beside you, currently the size and shape of a little toy spaceship, begins to grow and grow and grow right inside the opening. The back hatch opens up and you and the mayor climb aboard. You jump in the control seat and the mayor sits down beside you. Watch this, you say. You grab the steering wheel and push forward on the throttle. You fly up out of the woods, through the chocolate clouds, and out of the atmosphere. Spaceship, have you located any asteroids or anything like that yet? You ask.
locating now. Asteroid acquired. A little dot appears on the map in front of you. You fly the ship towards the little dot, and eventually you come across an asteroid flying through space at amazing speeds. You carefully maneuver the ship to match the speed of the asteroid. Spaceship, get the docking clamps ready. Understood, spaceship says. You quickly lower the spaceship down with a sudden thunk onto the asteroid. Engage them now, you say to spaceship. Spaceship engages the docking clamps. Each of the little feet of the ship grab onto the surface, almost like claws. Begin mining operation, you order. Understood, spaceship says. A little drill appears underneath the ship. It begins drilling a hole down and down and down into the asteroid. Breaking down matter now, spaceship says. You watch as a yellow light shoots through the drill and into the asteroid itself. The asteroid begins to glow a bright yellow color. And then, bit by bit, it transforms into pure energy. The pure golden energy is then sucked into the ship. Bit by bit, the asteroid starts to disappear below you until the last little bit is absorbed, and there's no asteroid left at all. That was amazing, the mayor of the Chocolate Village says. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Spaceship, transform into building mode. The ship begins to glow around you, and then it grows and grows and grows. Come check this out, you say. You walk the mayor to the back of the living area on spaceship, but instead of a door that leads outside, there's now a series of windows and a door that leads into an absolutely gigantic factory-like setting. The entire thing is lined with 3D printers. Printers that can print almost any object you can imagine. And they're already hard at work printing parts for the chocolate factory. Robots fly from place to place, and the whole thing is abuzz with movement. This is amazing, the mayor says. It really is. Now let's get back to your planet and start putting this thing together. You fly the ship back towards the planet. It's a little more difficult to maneuver than it was before, being so gigantic. But you carefully lower the ship down through the atmosphere, below the clouds, and you hover right above the chocolate fountain that you and the mayor had checked out earlier. You watch as all of the little robots grab pieces from the 3D printers and begin assembling them into a factory. The process takes days, and you observe the entire thing. You watch as the robots place little metal bits piece by piece around the chocolate fountain. And before long, the factory begins taking shape. A huge metal building on top of this amazing chocolate planet. When everything's finished, Spaceship says, Project complete. Would you like to take a tour? Spaceship asks. Obviously, you say. Spaceship begins to glow around you. It slowly shrinks and shrinks and shrinks back into its normal operating size, without the giant factory behind it. You fly to the front of this huge chocolate factory and land right outside the doors. You and the mayor walk outside, and Spaceship flies up in the air and shrinks back down to the size of a toy to follow you. You walk through the huge gates to the factory, and as they open, the entire thing is absolutely amazing. You see that the robots have diverted the little magical chocolate fountain thing into streams,
and that the streams lead to huge tanks of chocolate, each one at a little workstation where the right people could make incredible chocolate bars.
"I must go get the others," the mayor says.
The mayor rushes out of the factory to gather the rest of the townspeople. And before long, he returns. The little chocolate-looking Sasquatch creatures spread out into the factory. Each one takes up a different station. Some testing the chocolate, some making the chocolate into chocolate bars, and the rest just kind of walking around and singing. Singing about making chocolate and things like that. The whole factory becomes filled with life. And before long, a whole bunch of chocolate bars have been produced and perfectly wrapped. You walk over to one of them, unwrap it, and you take another bite. It still tastes just as amazing as it was before. "With this, you should be able to trade for almost anything you want," you say to the mayor. "People will know your chocolate, well, universe-wide, and they'll come from all over the place to get a taste of this."
Yes, however, I'm not sure how they'll find out about us," the mayor says.
"Oh, I've got that covered too. Spaceship, lead the way." Spaceship leads you through the chocolate factory into another set of doors. The doors open up, revealing a huge cargo bay that's full of little tiny spaceships. These spaceships are designed to go almost anywhere in the universe. You can deliver chocolate, you can, find friends to trade with, whatever you want to do. The universe is yours now. And the best part is, we've designed them to run off of chocolate.
What? That is amazing. Oh, what a wonderful thing you've come and met us, the mayor says, giving you a huge hug.
Yeah. Well, it was fun for me too. Anyways, have fun with your chocolate factory. I installed a portal in the back just in case I feel like coming back sometime.
Oh, excellent idea, the mayor says.
Well, anyways, I better get going. You wave goodbye to the mayor, and you and Spaceship leave the little chocolate factory. Spaceship grows back to his normal size, and you climb aboard. As you fly away, you wave goodbye through the window to all of the little chocolate Sasquatch people, as well as the chocolate factory itself. They wave back with enthusiasm. You once again fly up through the clouds and pierce through the atmosphere into space. You lay down on the couch on the spaceship, and your eyes start to become heavy. You allow them to close as you rest your head back on one of the pillows at the side. You pull a blanket down over top of yourself. And you begin to just notice anywhere you're holding tension. With each out-breath, you let a little more of the tension go, allowing yourself to sink down deeper and deeper into the couch. And with each out-breath, your muscles become more and more relaxed. Before long, your mind just begins to wander. Dreams of new things and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.